As we've been reporting all morning long, it looks as though the debt ceiling deal is poised to become a law. The Senate's expected to pass it in a vote scheduled for noon today. And yesterday, it got fairly strong support in the House. It passed by 269 votes to 161. One of those 161 no's is our next guest. Democratic Congresswoman Jen Schakowsky of Illinois voted against it. She's a member of the President's Bipartisan Commission on Fiscal Responsibility and Reform and joins us now. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Celeste. Thanks for having me.
Can you explain your no vote on the debt ceiling deal?
Sure. This had nothing to do with making sure that the United States of America pays its bills. But it was the extraction of the concessions that it took to get there. Really, the Republicans, mainly in the House, led by their radical Tea Party members, insisted that in order for there to be any kind of agreement on the debt ceiling, they were willing to bring down the economy of the United States of America, because that would have been the catastrophic effect of the U.S. deciding not to pay its bills. Huge cuts in the debt and the deficit, but entirely on the backs of the middle class, of seniors, of people who could least afford to pay, and not one penny in debt reduction coming from the wealthiest Americans, from corporations that don't pay any taxes and that ship jobs overseas and get tax breaks for that, or big oil companies that get tax breaks. Not only that, I fear that this agreement that we had to that had to be reached is something that will increase unemployment, will slow down the growth in our economy, and increase the gap between the rich and the poor in our country. I just thought it was a bad deal.
We're speaking with Jen Schakowsky, Democratic Congresswoman from Illinois, who voted against the debt ceiling deal. But Congresswoman, let me test out your commitment to the statement that you just made. Let's say that this deal came down to a tie and you were the deciding vote. Are you committed enough to what you just were talking about to have voted no on this if it meant defaulting?
No, I would have changed my vote. And, you know, one could say, well, then, if you really wanted it to pass, why did you vote, why didn't you vote that way? Because I did not want to sign my name unless I absolutely had to avoid this catastrophe, to what is a very bad deal. And I think that, and I didn't want it to fall in line with the hostage takers. That's the way we felt, many of us, for the last several weeks. So I understand people who, Democrats who voted yes, but I was glad to see that the Republicans who extorted this bad deal put up the majority of the votes.
Talking to Democrat Congresswoman Jen Schakowsky, she represents the 9th Congressional District in Illinois and voted no on the federal debt ceiling bill that was passed in the House yesterday. I'm wondering if you believe that this bill was written not for Americans, but for the rating agencies to preserve the AAA rating of federal bonds. And if your president, our president, but the Democratic president, Barack Obama, has basically capitulated.
Well, actually, I don't think it was written for the rating agencies. And by the way, their credibility, don't forget they were saying everything was just hunky-dory right before the crash that we had in 2008. Clearly, our rating would have gone down, but some of them are still saying that they, because of the spectacle that just happened and the lack of confidence or lesser confidence now that the United States will make good on its debts, that they may lower the rating anyway. I think that the president, in many ways, had a gun to his head, and I understand what he did. But now, going forward, we're going to have to make sure that the cost is not totally, again, borne by the middle class, which, frankly, is disappearing in this country.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Jen Schakowsky of Illinois. So going forward, we have this committee of 12 members, 6 Republicans, 6 Democrats. And, you know, we spoke with a Washington correspondent this morning. He says he doesn't believe that committee will reach a compromise either, that the Democrats will insist on tax hikes, the Republicans will refuse to pass any such thing, and that we're going to actually see these deep cuts to the Pentagon and to Medicare go into effect.
Well, actually, then if the committee can't agree, and I was on the Simpson-Bowles Commission, the Debt Reduction Commission. I believe, by the way, that certainly over time we need to reduce our debt, but right now we have a jobs crisis. But anyway, the committee, I think you're right. I think the Republicans will appoint people who absolutely will not allow any tax increases, particularly for the rich. And I certainly do hope we hold firm as Democrats on not cutting Medicare. What happens then is that there are automatic cuts, which do put Medicare on the chopping block, particularly for providers. For doctors, that's where the money would come from Medicare, and I think, which I think is also a problem. And so, you know, I think that the organizing that needs to be done in the country right now is to say, millionaires and billionaires are simply going to have to pay their fair share and build up the pressure to demand what the president has called shared sacrifice.
Yeah. We're speaking with Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky of Illinois, who voted no on the debt ceiling deal in the House yesterday. You know, let me just ask you, Jan, I wanted to read you this quote from the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, who said, "The process works. It may not be pretty, but it works." That's his message from this whole debt ceiling deal. What's your response to that?
My response is that we could have avoided this manufactured crisis in 5 minutes any day of the week by simply passing a clean debt ceiling bill like we did 7 times under George Bush and 18 times under Ronald Reagan. This did not have to happen.
Okay, that is Jan Schakowsky of Illinois, Congresswoman representing Illinois' 9th Congressional District, including many of Chicago's northern suburbs, Evanston, Skokie, a large portion of Chicago's north side that borders on Lake Michigan. Thank you so much, Congresswoman.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The Congresswoman voted no on the debt ceiling deal, but she says she would have voted yes if it came down to just her vote as the deciding factor. What do you think? How would you have voted on the debt ceiling deal, and would that change if you were the tiebreaker? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.